Well, thanks for joining me. It's good to be here with you today. Let's pray. We'll pray the chaplet of Divine Mercy. I want to pray for all those who contribute to the show. And it's so good to have so many guests like Father Corbelly and so many of the wonderful congresspeople who stop by. We'll pray for them, for the representative from the great state of Maine's 88th District. We'll lift up Congressman Lemelin and former Congressman Fortenberry and Chris Smith and so many of the other wonderful congresspeople who often stop by. Dan Lipinski, who was, of course, primary to pro-life guy who got railroaded. What an amazing story that is, right? Let's pray for our country. Let's pray for our leaders. Let's pray for our Pope. Let's pray for the confusion that's out there. Let's pray for protection over this country. Let's pray for you. I want to pray for a man I met. His name is Mark, and I met him just the other day, and he's doing some work at my house. So, Mark, I hope you're listening. He asked me what I did. I told him I do some talk radio, so he might tune in. But he was away from the faith. He's Catholic. I told him, you got to get back. You got to get back. So let's pray for him and his journey as well. Good man. And I want to pray for you. Maggie is here with me today. Maggie, are you praying with me? Is that who's sharing the mic?
I'll be praying with you. Yeah.
That sounds great. Anything you want to lift up or offer?
Yes, I have a couple of prayer intentions today, Drew. I want to pray for the generation and formation of good, holy Catholic families in the world. I was talking with Father Simon a couple of weeks ago about the sensus fidelium concept, and I just think it's really important that families carry on the traditions of the Church. And then just I would like to continue praying for pain relief and recovery for my mom.
How's she doing? Any better?
She's got some doctor's appointments coming up next week, but she's just kind of hanging in there until she can see somebody. So.
All right, well, we're praying for hang in there, all right? And, of course, we'll pray for you and all those intentions. Pray for your buddy Joseph and pray for my producer Tom, all those who work with us here. I want to pray for Kate Burke. Father Rocky and I had the great opportunity to have dinner with such a wonderful woman yesterday. She's done so much to help Relevant advance this wonderful mission. So, Kate, we're praying for you and for some of that pain that you're in and for your kids. Just quickly here, I just want to share an email or two. This person says, Drew, he says, I want to just share with you that our son's second test we had been praying for, we were concerned about, came up negative. I want to praise God in his mercy. Would you continue to pray for his health, but most of all for his true conversion? We are praying for you. Well, I'm grateful for that. Another person says, look, I've asked you to pray for my son who's having a serious drug and legal issue. You were kind enough to mention at the very beginning of the chaplet not too long ago. I wanted to let you know a couple days ago, he actually came to us and is asking for help. This was initiated on his own. He's now in rehab, and we just want to thank God for this. You often say that God can break the chains of addiction, Drew. Sometimes that's hard to believe, but these prayers clearly have done that. So, well, I want to pray for everyone in recovery, everyone who is now making that journey. It's not always instant. Sometimes it's a long haul. So I want to pray for those battling with addiction. Another person here says, I just wanted to update you on Tim, who is going in for a heart transplant. Doctors say everything went well. Body's accepting the new organ. So thank God for that. And the intentions continue to come in. So I just want to thank God for so many of these big and small answered prayers, and I want to pray for you now. Let's begin as we do every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Boy, so much to pray for here. Let me get to the phones. We'll take our first call. I'm going to try to get a few extra phone calls in today. I know a lot of people join us here on the lines, and so often they fill up quickly. So if you're on hold, I'll do my best to get you on. Just as a side note, Maggie will share your Twitter intentions. You can put them up at Drew Mariani Show. Just please put them there, and I'll be more than glad to pray for those as Maggie and I try to present them every single day. Okay, you can follow me at Drew Mariani as well, at Drew Mariani Show. And in a decade or two, Maggie will share a few. Barbara in Reno, Nevada, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Drew and Maggie. This is for my daughter, Patty LaBarre. I'd like to ask for a cancer cure for her face and her chest, which is really a horrible place to have it. And also, I ask you for my memory and my mind and maybe even my brain. Please help me get a little bit better with these. And I thank you so much for taking all of our messages.
Well, I am delighted to pray for you, Barbara. I'll certainly pray for your mind. I mean, what a concern. Pray for your body. Lord, I pray for all these physical ailments that Barbara has just voiced and all those attentions. I do want to pray for anyone having knee problems, back problems. I want to pray for anyone having cognitive issues, problems to brains, migraines, whatever it may be. And as I do every day, I just bring these souls to you. I intercede on their behalf, and I just ask for your loving and healing embrace. You restored sight. You gave mobility to the lame. Lord, you resurrected the dead. So I ask for new life, new beginning, new healing for all those right now who are trusting, praying, and calling out to you. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Whittier, California next. I never know whether this is Alicia or Alicia. I got a sister named Alicia. A lot of people go by Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A. Hi, I'm going to go with Alicia. How are you today? Did I get it right?
Hi, Drew.
Alicia.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Hi. Yes, hi. Good afternoon, Drew and Maggie. I want to thank you guys so much for taking my call. I am currently, my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer. Currently, she had surgery on Wednesday. She had a mastectomy. She's currently going through a very hard time.
Wow.
It's been so tough for the family. She's in so much pain. She's going through some depression. And we really need prayers for her to give her strength. And she doesn't want to eat. And we want to let her know that she needs to be strong. I also want to pray for my mom. She currently had a test for her heart, that everything goes well. I want to pray for myself. I need a lot of prayers, too, for my marriage. And I want to pray for my kids that the Lord always guides them in his path. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Look, be at peace. Put your trust in God. Don't let the fear, the anxiety overwhelm you. We're going to pray for Veronica, your sister. going to pray for your mom. We're going to pray for conversion. I mean, these are prayers. The prayer of conversion, especially, I know God hears. So, I mean, you can bank that. You can count on that, okay? I am absolutely convinced when we pray for conversion of our spouses or our children or our loved ones, whoever they may be, God will honor that prayer. We just have to trust. It's going to be done in His time. But Lord, I give you Alicia, and I just pray for her, for all the intentions that she voiced, so filled with angst and so filled with concern. And she loves so many so much, and that's why she is feeling this way. And I ask you to give her a peaceful spirit. And I pray this for all who are seeing turmoil in their lives and in the lives of those that they love. And I just bring these souls to you, Lord, and I submit them to you. And today I ask for peace to come to the mind, peace to come to the heart, for those memories, those torments that so many are going through, to be healed, and that brighter days can loom ahead. I just think they can feel your presence, Lord, and they can find the peace that seems to evade them. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we take Vanessa in Dallas, let me open the mic for Maggie. Maggie, of course, thank you for monitoring our Twitter and handling that account so well for the show. What's coming in today, and who can we pray for?
Of course. Elizabeth wrote to us. She said, "Drew, please pray for the quick healing of a bad cut on my hand, please." Teresa wrote to us and said, "I have a doctor's appointment today at 1 p.m. Nervous as this is a new doctor, and my blood pressure is not good. Plus, I have not been to see a doctor in many years. I would like prayers for relief from anxiety and good results." She says also, "My husband has prostate cancer and is losing strength. Jesus, I trust in you." Brent wrote to us and said, "Please pray for our dear friends who are on the verge of divorce. It'll take a miracle, but I trust in our Lord that he can perform this miracle." Concepcion wrote to us and said, "Please pray for my brother who was fired yesterday from his job. He was with the company for 19 years. Pray that his faith in God remains strong and will help him during this time. And I hope that he can get a new job soon." And Deborah wrote to us and said, "Prayers, please, for David, who's in a very serious condition from a motorcycle accident, enduring many surgeries right now. Thank you."
Wow, lots of intentions. Well, we'll pray for them all. Thank you for taking the time to write and put them on. If you're on hold, as I said, I'll try to get a few calls on here today. We'll add Vanessa to this third decade. She's praying in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to pray. For my husband in his birthday, 55, my high school sweetheart, for our marriage.
Wow.
And
great.
For his conversion. Okay. For my daughter, who is 38 weeks pregnant, about to any day now, and she had a lot of trouble last time with the stress of the baby and high blood pressure, for a good delivery and no broken bones this time around, no problems with the delivery. And for the children who have been sexually abused or work-related abuse, and for their perpetrators, for anybody with same-sex attraction, and for everybody who's praying today and all their intentions. Thank you.
God bless you, Vanessa. Thank you. Such beautiful, beautiful prayers. A happy birthday to your husband, and what a blessing you are to him. And Lord, I just pray for this marriage. You continue to fortify and bless it. Grant them health and prosperity and fill their days with lots of joy. We do pray for that safe delivery of Vanessa's grandchild. We pray for all those who are struggling now with fertility, all those who are having problems with their pregnancies, all those who are having difficult labors. And I just pray for real blessing in that area. I do pray for the mother right now who is contemplating ending the life of her child. And I just ask, Lord, that you convict her heart and open her mind, that she may know this is a gift and a blessing, not a curse or a burden. I pray for an end to the culture of death in this country. And we give you thanks, too, for the end of Roe and for the advancements that are now being made. I pray, Lord, you hold back your hand of justice from this country, and you shower us instead with your mercy. I give you every one of these intentions that have come in, and I just give you all who now pray with me as we turn to you with hope, with faith, and with trust. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, let's go to New Jersey. Bill is praying with us there. Hi, Bill. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. How are you? I want to have prayer for my son, Christopher. He's down in he's been fighting heroin addiction, and he's a handful. You know, nine automobiles crashed, and three motorcycles, and in and out of hospitals, and. He was doing good for a little while there. He's good. He's a good electrician and stuff. But now he's back on the stuff.
That heroin is just absolutely demonic. I have a friend that I had dinner with a couple of weeks ago whose son, he's got two sons. His one son has been battling heroin, the same thing, in and out of jails. It's just difficult. I have a friend who's dealt with heroin as well, so I know what it's like. Did you say he's down in Florida now? Is he at Chinookla? Because your phone broke up for a minute.
I'm sorry, what's that, Drew?
Your son is down in Florida, is that what you said?
Yes, he's in Florida, yes.
Is he in Chinookla?
No, he's in the Fort Lauderdale area.
All right, good. Well, look, let's pray for Christopher right now. Bill, you know, my heart goes out to you because as a father, boy, just to see what your son has gone through, I know it must just tear you up. You're a good man. I want to pray for you in particular today. But we're going to pray for the breaking of the chains of that addiction for Christopher today. And I have faith that this can happen.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My
wife
will
lift her up too.
Yes. You know, she's we're suffering with him, you know, through this, of course.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, you're not alone. Yeah. There's a lot of moms and dads right now, a lot of parents across the country that can relate to you. And Lord, I just give you Bill, and I give you his wife, and every parent right now that has an addicted child or an addicted sibling or addicted parent. So often, you know, there's a selfishness that comes with the addiction. And gosh, people are robbed from, relationships are broken. It's just devastating. And I just think it's so demonic. And Bill, I'll share with you a very quick story, something that always has given me a lot of hope. It puts into perspective for me personally that addiction is not more powerful than God. Neither is cancer, neither is any of the problems that we face today. St. Faustina wrote in her diary one time, and she saw Jesus just in unbelievable majesty. He was majestic, you know, just beautiful, powerful, radiant. And he spoke these beautiful words to her. He says, "My daughter, if you wish, I will in this instant create a new world more beautiful than this one, and you can live there the rest of your life." And St. Faustina says, Lord, I don't want any world. I just want you. I want to love you with the same love that you have for me. And she went on in this beautiful exchange with him. But what struck me about that prayer, God is the creator of the universe. He could create a world in an instant, far more beautiful than this. Faustina could have lived there in complete bliss, right? A whole new reality. She chose Christ. But if Christ can create a world in an instant, the God of the universe can instantly manufacture a whole new world. He can certainly create a new life for your son. He can certainly break the addiction that you and your loved ones are dealing with right now. He has shown us time and time again, not only has he raised souls from the dead, Lazarus, his friends, the widow's son, and so many others, he rose himself. Yeah, he arose from the dead himself, right? God's all powerful. He's all powerful. Let's not think that our problems are more powerful than God. And that's a problem we make when we pray sometimes. We think there's no way out. The math doesn't add up. The jail sentence is set. You know, the doctor said, I have only this many weeks to live. Addiction. Oh, he's been battling it for 20 years. I say baloney. I say garbage. I say, I don't believe that. I say, let's pray with faith right now. Pray with big faith. Ask God for that miracle. Step out of that boat. Walk on that water towards Christ. And Lord, I pray for the breaking of those chains of addiction. I know sometimes souls have to hit the bottom first before they get back up. And I ask for the right individual to come into their life or the right circumstance. I pray for that cancer victim right now and for their family members. I pray for those broken relationships. I pray for those financial hardships. Lord, I just ask for all those right now saying, yes, Lord, I'm with Drew. We're praying big. We're asking for this miracle. We turn to you now, eternal Father, and offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Pammy's praying in Addison, Illinois. Hi, Pammy.
Hi, Drew. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling for my cousin's daughter, Christy, and her husband, Joe. They are 7 months pregnant with their third child, and it's a boy. But it's been determined after due amounts of different tests that they've had that the baby has no kidneys. And now it's affected his lungs. And when he's born, she's planning to baptize him right away because they don't have any hope for him to live.
Yep.
And so I've been praying to St. Anthony to find a kidney and to St. Jude to bring them hope. So I'm hoping that our prayers, too, will help. I've also got another little friend, Dakota. She's 3 years old. She was born with some type of Down syndrome, and this at the beginning of this year, she has leukemia now. And she's been in and out of hospital. She's the size of an 18-month-old baby.
Wow.
It's just the saddest thing. And so we have to pray really hard for her. And then my son, I have two sons. One of them's getting married next week. Today on Friday, and one of my sons isn't invited, and it's killing me as a mom. And so I'm praying that maybe by God's help, because I do trust in Him, and I know that anything is possible.
Amen.
And so I'm hoping that He is there.
Well, look, Padre Pio said, he says, look, don't allow any sadness to dwell in your soul because it prevents the Holy Spirit from acting freely. Right now, put out that fear, the concern, all those things, and just say, Lord, I'm going to turn every one of these situations over to you. Let's pray for a miracle for this baby. You know, I was thinking of Bishop Sheen, who often had that miracle of the child that died in the womb. Blessed Paczynski, now St. Paczynski, same thing. Let's turn to some of these great saints for their intercession. Let me sneak another call or two in. Pearl is in Maui, Hawaii. I'd love to get her on and get her take as well. Pearl, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
I'd like
welcome.
To pray for my friend Giovanni Lopresti. he's been on the heart transplant list for a long time, and he's finally come across the opportunity, hopefully in the next couple of months, to receive a heart. And I'd like to pray that his body will accept the heart with ease, and that the surgery goes perfectly, and also that his recovery would be free of any complications, and that he would make a complete recovery.
Pearl, thank you for calling. One of the things I have such confidence in with the chaplet is vital organs. I mean, we've had so many people who needed transplants that after praying no longer needed them, or got the transplant, or the body accepted the organ. So we'll lift this up for your friend in particular. And look, I give you Marianne and everyone that's on hold here, Laura, Charles, Andrea, D.D., Diane, Paul, all the calls, all the people writing, all those who are praying with us. And I give you all these souls. You know our needs, wants, desires. You know our intentions. You know every hair in our head. So I just give you Pearl's intention here and all those who join me in prayer as we pray with love and hope and confidence and trust. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
St. Peregrine,
pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Venerable Bishop Sheen,
pray for us.
Soon to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. Send me those prayer intentions and send me your answered prayers, too. I love those. Drew@relevantradio.com in the byline. I know God's working here really powerfully. I feel it. I know it. Sense it. So as that miracle takes place, as you said, hey, I prayed last month, or I prayed 6 months ago, or I prayed today, can't believe how God resolved it. Drew@relevantradio.com in the byline. Just put answered prayer so I flag it and see it and can make sure I read it and share it, okay? I'd love to have that. Stay with me. When we come back, there is a campaign underway that I think will change the country. It's a grassroots effort. It's something small. It might not seem like much to some, but I think the impact of what this individual and this group is doing is going to be profound. I'll fill you in.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter @DrewMarianiShow.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forrester.
When human beings turn away from God, they inevitably turn away from truth to falsity, from goodness to badness, from a beauty to ugliness. When a human being freely turns to God in trusting relationship, then part of the human race is coming back online. Prayer helps bring us back online. What about fasting? What about offering reparation for sin, which is what Our Lady of Fatima asked the kids to do? Well, if something's broken in humanity, if something's offline, if we tend towards bad things, when you fast or make reparation for sin, it's a symbolic offering to God, a giving back to God of something in creation. Now, do we know the exact spiritual physics of how that works or what good it does? No. But we know that the Queen of Heaven, the Blessed Mother, asked us to do this.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, I think it's something that's, it's hard for me. I mean, I try to fast, but I got to be honest with you, it's hard. I used to be able to fast so easily. There's a beauty. There's a power in it. It's also, I think, one of those secret spiritual weapons. You know, there's a spiritual dynamic at play when you fast because it amplifies your prayers. Christ said certain demons could only be cast out through what? Through prayer and fasting. There's something about fasting that God honors. There's something about it in the spiritual realm that resonates. And I think it's so critical. I think we need to do it personally to gain mastery over ourselves. You know, the Virgin had once said, the one who prays is not afraid of the future, but the one who fasts is not afraid of evil. Either there's a power in that fasting. And I'll tell you, we live in a time of great evil. It is infiltrating our culture and our families and our personal lives in unprecedented ways. We see it in the culture at large. Take a look at the confusion, the ideological attacks on our kids, the total disregard for human life. The main impact of the Dobbs decision, you know, that was overturning Roe v. Wade. It sends this issue of abortion, and I'll talk about this just for a second. I was thinking about it. It goes back to the states. And, of course, you know, the House is voting today, as I've been sharing, on whether or not to federalize the issue. Should they federalize this and overturn all state laws that protect unborn children and their mothers? You know, this action today will be a repeat what happened last summer. The House will pass it probably on a party line vote, and shame on any person that votes to destroy children and injure mothers. That's really, if you really want to know what this is about, that's what it's about. That's how the last vote shook out. It was passed on party lines, and the Senate's not going to pass it because of the filibuster, and then the bill will fail. Although, you know, you heard Joe Biden talking about carving out a special reason for the filibuster just to use in this case. And it's not going to happen. This is a waste of time, but it will show you where people stand on the issue. What we're seeing right now, though, and there'll be a lot more discussion of this in the days ahead, what you're seeing in the states is what they call the red-blue divide, okay, the so-called red-blue divide. The red states, which lean Republican, they're passing laws that protect unborn children, right? And bravo to any state that does that, red or blue, but bravo to you who are willing to stand up for those who are the most defenseless amongst our citizenry. You've got the blue states. They lean Democratic, right? They're passing laws allowing for abortion, even up to birth. I mean, can you be any more macabre than that? You want to pass a piece of legislation that will allow the destruction of a child who feels pain in the womb all the way up to birth, and in some cases beyond birth? I'm sorry. I'll say it the way it is. I don't care if it's politically incorrect. That's evil. It's downright wrong, and it's evil. It's evil. Illinois, the great land of Lincoln, is one of those blue states, and shame on Governor J.B. Pritzker. I know he's got political aspirations. He's made it very clear, I'm going to do everything I can to make abortions easier. Yeah, good luck with that. I need to pray for him. I do. I need to pray for this governor. I need to pray for all these. It's hard, isn't it? Don't you agree? Sometimes you just think, gosh, how can these people think this way, behave this way? And you want them to get their comeuppance, you know, but that's not Christian. It's not. I have to pray for Governor Pritzker and so many of these people who are doing everything they can to make sure that abortion, that murder the destruction of children and the damage to families and mothers continues. So it's tough for the pro-life movement, especially those in the state of Illinois. But thanks be to God, there are people out there who are really making a difference. You know, the victory was achieved in overturning Roe. It wasn't only due to, you know, political strategies. It'd be great if that's all it took, right? It wasn't due to, you know, the constant presence on the sidewalks of abortion clinics. I mean, that's great, too, and that's important, and we need that. That does make a difference. Or all the educational efforts or all the other work that the pro-life movement has been engaged in the past 50 years. But what has been the most effective, and this is my personal view, I do believe this, though, what's been most effective has been prayer. That's the primary reason that Roe fell. You know, I think prayer and fasting work miracles. And I have no doubt in my mind that was a reason. There's a woman, her name's Sarah Turk. She knows that prayer is still needed in the States. She knows that fasting is needed. We need to call people to it. It's not the people's fault. Maybe they never thought about it. Maybe they don't understand the significance or the power of it. She's a pro-lifer. She lives in the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois. And she started a grassroots effort to get people throughout Illinois on Friday to fast on bread and water and to pray that their state will become more pro-life. And when I heard her story, I thought, that's genius. It's absolute genius. I got to get her on the show with me today. So I invited her to stop by. And look, this is not just an Illinois campaign. I hope you do the same thing, whether you are in Vermont or Maine, or whether you are in California or New Mexico, or whether you are in Florida or Seattle. You know, it doesn't matter where you are, across the country, north to south, east to west. You know, let's take a chapter out of their book, take a page out of their book, and begin to pray and fast. Sarah joins me today. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you. I want to give you voice because I think it's so important. I'm with you 1,000,000% on this. I think what we're dealing with here is not political. It's not a distorted ideology. It is that, but at the very root of this is something dark and demonic. And I think you can only vanquish that by turning to God and by invoking prayer and engaging fasting. What was your inspiration for the idea? And tell me a little bit about the background and what you're hoping to achieve.
Okay. Well, it all happened the day after, actually, that we got the exciting news about the Roe v. Wade reversal. And I was doing my rosary, and this thought came to me, and I never fast. It's like you were saying, it's just a hard, hard thing. And we have so much food available to us all 24/7, any kind we want, and fasting is just hard. But I don't know why that thought came to me, but it's like maybe it's such a hopeless thing. We feel so hopeless sometimes. But when that reversal happened, I was like, it gave me hope again. It's like, okay, we've been praying for this for how long? So now, because I am in Illinois, it really affects us because, you know, companies are leaving for one reason, but people are leaving the state too for moral reasons. And yeah. I don't want to leave my home state. You know, my family's got a business here. I mean, I've been raised in Illinois, but you feel like you're sitting in the midst of evil, you know? So anyway, that was basically why should I have to leave my home? And anyway, so that's the whole idea.
You want to change the state by doing what you know is effective, and that's praying and fasting. So mm-hmm. what are you asking yep. people to do? Because I know you feel that way about the state of Illinois, which really is a pro-death, very liberal state, that's for sure. But so is mm-hmm. California, so is New York, so is a lot of states yep. across the union. This yep. is something I think mm-hmm. every state, whether you're red or blue, we should be engaging in. Right. What are you calling people to do? How can they participate?
Okay, so we're reaching out to all our dioceses. We have six dioceses in Illinois. And as I've talked to these, we're getting to the bishop's office, but we haven't spoken to the bishops, but they're getting the message. And they're sharing stories that they already have people coming in, Planned Parenthood's coming over the border in Rockford. It's coming over the border in Belleville. We know we have it happening. It'll happen probably on the, it's happening on the Missouri side. So we already see it. So the whole idea is that I'm trying to go through the diocese because there's such a beautiful network already within our church. Mm-hmm. It would just mean a matter of these offices sending out a blurb to their priest to put this in the bulletin, to make an announcement at the masses, and we'll reach so many people. We have over 800 churches, 800 parishes, probably closer to 900 in the state of Illinois. So you think about how many people that can reach. And if just half of them, you know, a fourth of them start doing this, it's a unified effort instead of being, you know, we're doing this, we're doing that. And it's wonderful because the bishops are doing things. They're all working on projects. Some kind of initiative to because of this reversal. So that's wonderful. But I'm just trying to say, as a whole state, what can we do? What kind of unified thing can we do? And as Catholics, we're supposed to be fasting anyway on Fridays. And I think we've kind of lost that message with when they gave us an option of fasting or do some other penitentiary effort on Fridays. So it just is a good reminder for us that we should be doing this anyway, and now we just have a good purpose to do it, why we should do it.
Yeah, well, I love it. I'm grateful for what you do. I hope people join you. Is there a website or something people can get plugged into if they're in the state of Illinois?
I haven't done a website yet or anything like that. I'm trying to keep it just simple and
good. Just something in the heart. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. We're getting it out right now, and then it's not just for the state of Illinois. It's for every state in the union. I hope other people will follow your lead, Sarah. I'm grateful for you taking the effort.
That, even the pro-life states, you can help us. Yep. If you can help us by doing this fasting, is wonderful. Those that are not pro-life, maybe they could do something like this. We're going to have to do it probably for the whole country.
Amen.
We'll get to that point.
Sorry, here's the thing. When I heard, you know, the Lord just kind of put this on your heart. So often the Lord uses the most unsuspecting, sometimes the most underqualified people to achieve, you know, greatness. I think of David, who is a shepherd. You know, he slayed a giant and would go on to become the king of Israel. I was never qualified to do talk radio when I began, and God had a mission. Mm-hmm. So you keep up your good work. I know God's going to bless it.
Thank you
for being with us today.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah. All right. Take care.
Sarah Turk, you know, a humble prayer warrior who sees a need to engage the culture of death with her sling and her stone. She wants to slay a giant, and I love it. I think she's on target. She's a modern-day David, right? And she'll bring down the Goliath of death, Planned Parenthood, and the culture of death in our country. But we're all called to do the same thing. Let's pick up our own slings, right? And put in that sling prayer, sacrifice, penance, and fasting. Those are our weapons, and they will defeat evil, no doubt. I'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. You'll get some real Catholic answers right here. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me. It's always good to be with you. Coming up in a moment or two, I don't know if you heard the latest report, dozens of sailors on a U.S. warship confirmed they were swarmed by at least 100 unidentified flying objects. I'll tell you what's being reported there. And we'll speak to Dr. Paul Thigpen coming up. Wrote a new book called Extraterrestrial Intelligence. I think you'll find it fascinating. But if you're just joining me, I just want to follow up on the conversation that we just had. I love Sarah, very humble soul out there trying to just marshal prayer and fasting. And my advice to you, and I want to share with you some insight from Dr. Jay Richards, who's been a great friend of this show over the years, an excellent author. And he wrote a book called... I'm trying to remember it off the top of my head. Pray, eat, fast, feast. If you are looking to fast, there are medical, there are spiritual benefits to it. If you want to protect your family, and believe me, we are in a time where family is under attack like never before. If you want to see miracles, if you want prayers answered in a far more powerful way, then I really think you have to do what Mary did, what Jesus did, what the prophets and the saints have done. And that is to fast. That is to fast. Then you might think, Drew, it's hard. I don't think I can do it. You know, I don't know. Let me give you a quick synopsis of what fasting has meant in Scripture and the early church. It's probably a good place to start, give you a little perspective from Dr. J. Richards.
But I can tell you the traditional meaning of fast in church history is just going a period of time without eating. So you can abstain. Sometimes we abstain from different kinds of eating. But I honestly think if you can do it, you don't have a health problem, try to go all day without eating anything, without consuming calories. Maybe drink coffee even without cream if you're used to doing that. You might need to eat at dinner if you're not used to it, but try to make it till dinner at least so you spend all morning and afternoon in a fasted state. I promise you, if you're not used to doing that, it will remind you to pray that rosary, which we're all supposed to do tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Fasting's powerful. Dr. J. Richard went on to say, he talked about fasting as the unifier of not just the spirit, but of the mind and the body. I mean, it's all integrated, isn't it? And like I said, God created us, and he gave us the spiritual secret. And here's Dr. J. kind of talking about how it can amplify the power of your prayer.
What is it about the power of fasting to amplify prayer?
I mean, we know this. We know that that's true because Jesus says it is. In fact, there's this mysterious passage in the Gospels where some disciples are trying to exorcise demons and they don't do it. And they said, well, we prayed in your name. And said that kind can, some kinds can only come out by prayer and fasting. So we know for some reason in the divine economy, it's a sort of amplifier. I guess my best sort of theory, pure speculation, is that we are body, soul, unities. And when you're praying, normally that's something that's sort of in your mind. It's a mental thing. But fasting is very much a bodily thing. And so we're essentially setting our metabolism, oriented our bodily metabolism to the same purpose of our mind when we're praying. And you do that together. And God, as he just became incarnate, he became enfleshed. So I think he wants our whole body and soul to be put into this. And that's what I think ultimately makes it so powerful. And it's just sad that we all have retained praying. We know we have to pray, but for some reason we just kind of dropped fasting. I think that was a very serious mistake.
Hey, and I love Dr. J. Richards. Dr. Miravalli, who's a regular guest on the program as well, had insights. You know, you talk about fasting and what it means. It is, in some respects, Dr. Miravalli points out, really a prayer of the body. Listen to this.
Fasting is prayer of the body, Drew. The angels don't fast. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us if the angels envy us in any way, it's because we can fast. We can do what's Colossians 1:24, right, to make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. We can suffer redemptively, and the angels can't. All they can do is inspire us to do it. And so fasting supersizes it. It exponentially multiplies the power of our prayer. And why is that so? Because when we mysteriously participate in the cross of Jesus Christ, we share in the merits of that cross. Now, theologians will say that we do not share in what's called objective redemption. That's the obtaining of the graces back 2,000 years ago at Calvary. Only Jesus, the new Adam, and Mary, secondarily, the new Eve, participates in that. The graces are already infinite. We participate, Drew, you and I and our listeners, by our prayer and fasting, we participate in the release of those graces. Why? Because God loves us so much, he wants us to participate in his greatest act of human history. That is redemption. You notice with the divine mercy, Drew, you don't say, for the sake of the joyful incarnation, have mercy on us. But you say,
true,
for the sake of a sorrowful passion, right? Yeah, why? Amen. Because the passion is the spiritual source of all graces. So when we self-deny, when we pick up our cross, we're sharing in the mystery of Christ's cross. And it is, as St. John Paul II says, supernaturally fruitful for humanity. That's why he calls us to be co-redeemers in Christ.
And I love that because fasting, and just a final thought here on this, it's so powerful because when you fast, you detach yourself from the world. And it allows you to transcend the enemy, who's really the prince of the world, right? He's the prince of the kingdoms of the world. He once offered those kingdoms to Jesus. And Jesus, you know, girded in his might, girded by fasting, he refused. So even Christ fasted. He fasted before he set forth to battle evil, to conquer his foe. So when you detach from the flesh, maybe you're struggling with overeating or gossip or pornography or some other sin of the flesh, try fasting. You know, scripture tells us there's certain spirits that are cast off through fasting, right? It's prayer and fasting. There's a tremendous power in it. There's spiritual protection. There's healing. There's discernment. You know, you're less deceived when you fast. Your spiritual landscape clarifies. And I think that's why fasting is so important. It'll make you free. It'll make you interiorly free. It'll make it easier for you to move towards God. And that will change not just your life. It'll change your family's life. It'll change those around your family. It will change the world. Try it. All right. Start small. You will see the fruit of it. Trust me.